is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. We came from beneath the sea, as always. I'm your host, Bailey.
And I'm Zach.
And I'm Brandon.
Excuse my voice. I'm coming down from a cold. I'm still a little... Still off. My sinuses are screaming.
He's been sucking too much dick.
Okay.
Ooh.
You've been sucking dick for cheeseburgers again? Man's gotta eat.
What you gonna do? Go out in the street and suck some dick?
But we're back. We're doing a twofer this episode. Because, frankly, I'm done with the Alien franchise.
Two for one.
Except for there's two more, technically.
Technically, but we're not going to get to those
but
yet.
We're not going to cover those.
You could count those as their own franchise. Like, Freddy vs. Jason was like lightning in a bottle, kind of, because it just conjoined the two franchises we kind of did back to back. But, like, AVP, it has two movies, so that can be counted as its own, technically.
Yeah, we could do, like, a mini breakdown of those one day.
Dude, I actually like those movies so bad.
I actually like those movies.
Like, I like the first one.
Requiem has its problems, for sure.
Yeah,
but there's things about Requiem that I like.
Like the WWE fight.
I mean, the fuck, dude, the Predator is like the best part of that whole movie.
Yeah,
for sure.
They're like, the first one's more serious. It has like an actual like plot. The second one works more like a slasher, where just like people are getting killed and
left
shit.
And right.
Yeah, which, but I mean, I liked it. It was kind of fun.
If you're into that sort of thing, then yeah.
Sorry, that cat was underneath.
Also, I mean, you get the Pred alien.
Yeah.
You don't see it a lot, though. That's my only problem. Big problems. You don't see it a lot.
We should do a mashup series. The Pred alien versus the newborn. Yeah. Uh-oh.
We could do AVP and then Evil Bong versus the ginger dead man.
Yeah.
And then Sharktopus versus whatever.
Whale wolf.
That'll be a
fucking
good time.
Hate it here.
Yeah, that's not a joke. That is a real movie.
Sci-fi original, baby.
Yeah.
I used to get so hyped when I would hear that as a kid. A sci-fi original movie. And I'm over here like, yeah!
And then when you watch them back, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh. They don't hold up.
I mean, bro, you got Roger Corman doing fucking Sharktopus.
They're funny as hell, though. So.
What can you do?
Yeah.
Anyways, what have y'all been up to?
Not shit. Actually, I've been playing Zelda Breath of the Wild a lot. I got my first horse yesterday.
Horse. Horse.
Yeah, I named him Vern.
Should have just named him Horse.
Horse.
My horse, too.
Did you give him a carrot?
No, I can't feed him.
Oh.
I wish.
It's a bad game.
Yep. Shitty ass game.
I keep dying, though. That game's actually kind of difficult.
Yeah. I bought that in Mario Odyssey, like, when I first got my Switch, and I still haven't played them.
It's fun. I was playing Dying Light for a long time because I bought it on sale, and I finished the main story. Yeah. I started the DLC the other day. I was like, you know what? I begged Jenna, my girlfriend, for that for Christmas. And I got it for Christmas. I was happy. I downloaded it to my Switch. I played like the first hour or so. Then I sat it down and played Dying Light again.
It's one of those games, you know, it's intimidating to like even think about playing.
The world is huge, too.
Yeah. It's like Skyrim. Like, it's intimidating to like actually, you know, want to play that game because you don't know how it's actually going to go for you.
I mean, I'm enjoying it. It's really fun and challenging. What I hate is the weapon. Any weapon can break.
Have you fought one of the guardians yet?
Yeah.
Them bastards are
I
hard.
Can't kill them.
Yeah.
But I fought them.
You'll
Not
just
yet.
Have to keep fucking trying until you just get lucky and kill
them.
Yeah,
I came across two. So there's things called shrines or like dungeons.
Yeah.
I came across two today. They were two of them. It's where you fight a guardian inside. It's called a test of strength. I bailed on them. I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
Not today.
Fucking crazy hard.
But, I'm not far. I'm pretty still toward the beginning of the game, but it's fun.
Yeah. What about you, bud?
Haven't really been doing much of nothing. Just working.
Dying.
Haven't really had time to do anything.
Yeah.
Tried to play with y'all at least fucking four different times this week, but it doesn't happen.
Yep, it's been a poop week.
I've been sliding into this headspace. Fuck, words. Trying to connect two different words, but didn't work. Adulting fucking blows now. I go to work. I come home. I cook dinner. I either try to read, watch TV, or play games with you guys, or I go to bed.
Yeah.
I am in a non-continuous loop, or not a continuous loop of this bullshit we call life.
I
and it fucking blows.
I just work, come home, go to bed. It's pretty much all I do.
See, like, you know, like, you always get those people that are all always like, oh, when you have to, like, when you're in school and shit, you're like, when you graduate and you have to work, you're going to miss this place. I'm kind of the opposite.
I don't fucking miss high school.
I don't miss school at all, to be honest. Like, it sucks, you know, having to work 40,
you know why
50
I don't miss school? I wasn't getting paid then. Yeah. I wasn't bringing home money every day.
Like, it does money. Suck, like, getting, like, working 40, 50 hours a week and then having to blow most of your money on bills and shit.
Felt.
But you have so much more freedom.
Yeah.
Because, like, I remember seeing, like, some, like, Jaden Smith interview, and I know, like, a lot of people don't like that kid, but he was like, dude, schools are basically prisons. You, like, lose most of your rights when you step in there.
Yeah.
And he's like, everything's operated based off of a sound of a bell and shit. And he's like, you have to do what people say. And I was like, yeah. In work, you kind of do, too. Like, they tell you to do something, you have to do it. And you're just like, well.
But you're getting money for it.
Yeah, but
could
you
be
get
worse.
Money.
It could money. Be worse. You could have people like Kim Kardashian who are just like, you need to get up and go to work.
I'm sorry. I didn't fuck on tape and then get rich. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I wasn't born into money because my daddy defended O.J. Simpson in
the
90s.
I
saw that
I
shit.
Actually,
and I was like, shut the fuck
up. Shut the fuck up.
I was actually starting to feel bad for her for once because all the Kanye shit.
No,
yeah.
Bro.
Now I'm just like, okay, fuck her.
She can go fuck herself.
You know, like,
well, this
come
is
on.
This isn't like a Kardashian-centered fucking podcast, but like... Yeah.
I was like,
we're
I was
three everymen over here. We fucking
well, like,
go to work every day.
I've seen the memes.
I've seen the memes. The memes.
I was genuinely starting to feel bad for her because Kanye is pretty fucking.
Yeah, he needs to be fucking locked up and the key thrown away.
And, you know, nobody deserves to go through shit like that, you know? But for her to come out here like rich as fuck and just tell us to go to work,
get,
you know?
Get up off your ass and work.
If you're homeless, just buy a house.
Yeah.
You know? It's like,
sound like
fuck,
some
bitch.
Marie Antoinette shit. Oh, the people are hungry? Let them eat cake.
Yeah. Anyways, what I've been up to... yep. So I've watched quite a few things. I'll go ahead and get the ones that I've kind of told you guys about already. I've been watching hella Batman animated movies. They're hella good.
I respect
watching
it.
The newer stuff?
Yeah, like I watched the Long Halloweens. That's where I was like, oh, dude, Two-Face is actually fucking awesome.
Yeah, Jensen Ackles voicing Batman is cool.
He was good. Yeah, I was like, wow.
I like Jensen. Because
he voiced Red Hood and Under the Red Hood.
Yeah.
Which I got to say, like, that story's good, but I didn't quite like the animated movie because, like, anytime somebody got shot or, like, killed, you hardly saw any blood or anything.
Yeah, it was still centered toward kids.
When,
then.
Like, Jason got blown up, his, like, body was whole. There was, like, no scratches or dirt or anything on him.
Well, it was that way in the comics, too.
Yeah.
Like,
but that was, like, when mostly kids read comics, you know?
That's my favorite Batman animated movie is Under the Red Hood.
Really?
My only problem with that is, I think it's... Is it Joe DiMaggio who voices the Joker in that?
Yeah. His is a little weird, because he's got, like, a...
The only
deeper,
thing I don't like.
Deeper, raspy voice. I think, like, the high-pitched, like, annoying voice works better for Joker.
I do love the scene, though, where, like, Black Mask is kind of trying to recruit him, and then Joker just sitting there fucking unamused as fuck, eating chips. Fucking, this is the best scene in the movie.
If you're liking those, you need to check out the other DC animated stuff. The Teen Titans versus Justice League is really good.
Well, I remember seeing, like, the Judas Contract, and I thought
Judas
that
Judas Contract
was,
is a really good anime.
Well, let me get to
I know
it.
You don't like the Judas Contract.
Finish.
It was good. Up until the end, where they're like, oh, we can't beat Brother Blood, and then, like, Raven, who up to this point was, like, a side character, she barely had any lines, she was like, oh, let me just work my magic, and
let me just
got his ass.
Let me just...
What the fuck?
Yeah, let me just mouth fuck Brother Blood real quick.
And then also, like,
like
the whole, like, Slade and Tara relationship is...
It's fucked.
It's not good. She's like... Because they're teens, you know? It's in their code. It's in their title, you know?
It's in their code.
they're the motherfucking glitch, all right? It's in the code.
But I watched... My favorite Batman animated movies so far has been The Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah, Dark. That's
those
really
two
good.
Movies are really good.
That's
I
really
just
good.
Love old Bruce Wayne coming back, and he sort of just doesn't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah,
he
like
just beats the shit out of people.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it was great. It was really great. And then like The whole Superman thing coming into play is, you know.
Dude, people argue up and down with that movie.
Doesn't Batman have a heart attack at the end of that one?
He fakes a heart attack.
Every
make people think he's dead.
Every fucking Batman versus Superman argument, that movie comes up.
Yeah.
Every fucking time.
It is a good movie, you know.
It's great.
There's two movies, actually.
Both movies are great. Yeah. And it's just every time there's like, man, fucking Batman versus Superman, like that movie always comes up.
Yeah.
You know what one of my favorites is, even though it's pretty underrated because it's associated with like one of the worst animated series? Batman versus Dracula.
I like that one. I watched that one when I was a kid.
Yeah, it used to come on Cartoon Network all the time.
I like that show.
The Batman.
Yeah, I like that show.
The Jamaican-looking Joker.
You got Emo Riddler.
Yeah, straight up.
You got Jamaican.
Another one. I mean, Batman Beyond was a good show. I loved the show of Batman. Dude. But Return of the Joker, the movie.
That's arguably, I think everybody, a lot of people are like, that's their favorite Batman.
That's a good one. I used to have the video game for the PS1.
I had the Return of the Joker on VHS when I was like, fucking 4 years old.
Yeah, that's a good
one. Turns out to be fucking Tim Drake.
What other animated Batman movies have I seen? Batman and Robin from the DCAU. It's his son.
Yeah.
Batman versus Robin.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That one's good.
Yeah.
That one's got Court of Owls, man.
Yeah, there's a sequel to that one too, and it's Batman and Robin, I think.
Another one that I watched was Batman Gotham by Gaslight, which is very different.
Oh, it's Victorian. It's like in the 1800s.
Gotham by Gaslight is nuts.
That's a good comic. Though.
Yeah,
it's good.
You know, like, it was like, it takes place in a different timeline. Like he just said, the Victorian ages, like probably early 1900s.
A little steampunk going on.
Sort of steampunky. Mm. And like you don't get any of like the typical Batman villains, which is kind of somewhat disappointed because I would have liked to seen how those villains worked in that timeline, you know? But you get Batman trying to figure out who, like, the Ripper is, which is based off Jack the Ripper, obviously.
Yeah, that'd be cool. One I want to see. It's newer. The Joker somehow goes back in time to Japan.
Oh, Batman Samurai?
Yeah.
And I hear Batman that's good. Goes with them.
I think it's called Batman Ninja.
Yeah. Or Batman Ninja.
I've heard good things about it. I want to see it. I like the art style because I've seen clips of it.
I've heard it's good.
Yeah, I need to check it out.
But we can go on and on and on about like the Batman animated stuff. But
sure.
I watched something that a lot of people have wanted me to watch for like fucking a year now.
Pornography.
Yes. I watch that every day.
Fuck.
But I subscribe to porn.
Whoa.
I see.
Just kidding.
Wow.
I see.
I've subscribed to Pornhub. No, I'm just kidding. I subscribe to Disney Plus.
Hey, yo.
And I started watching WandaVision.
About fucking time.
Oh, nice. 4 episodes in.
What do you think?
It's pretty good so far. I am curious because I have heard some people who I trust more than others, like when it comes to like reviews and shit, they say that the show gets shittier as it goes on.
Dude, I think it ends on one of the strongest notes any Marvel property has.
I'm interested in seeing how I feel ultimately about the show as a whole. But so far, it's good.
Once you reach the end of the last episode, just message us. It's good. I like it.
So
was there 8 episodes?
Yeah.
There's like 9, I think. It's 8 or 9.
Watch the making of documentary, too. It's pretty cool.
But, yeah, so far, it's pretty good. I like what they're doing with it. I like Vision.
Yeah.
It's so funny in that show. Oh.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. So that Agnes girl, huh?
Yep. She's getting her own show at the end of this year.
Which is interesting.
Like, so far where I'm at, you know, because I'd seen some spoiler stuff, but I know she's, like, a villain, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
She hasn't shown it yet where I'm at, except for, like, very briefly. You know, her and one of their neighbors had that, like, conversation. Vision's like, excuse me, what the actual fuck
what
are you guys talking about? But yeah, so far it's good, and I kind of like the direction they're going. We're just like, Wanda's like crazy and built her own fucking world, pretty much. Yeah. You know, her own like society.
She's grieving, bro.
Yeah.
There's a line I want to talk about with you when you finish the show, and we'll talk about it then. But
I should finish it before we record next week, so I'll let you guys know
how
I feel. Ultimately.
Watch Loki next.
I don't know, man.
Was good.
I'm only interested in WandaVision because of, like, Doctor Strange 2.
Loki has a lot to do with it, too.
Yeah.
The ending of the Loki show directly ties in with WandaVision and where they're what they're doing with Multiverse of Madness.
I also got Disney Plus because Moon Knight comes out this month too.
Comes out this the end of this week.
Hell yeah, it does.
So and really Moon Knight's one of my favorites. So I'm really excited.
If he doesn't fuck, Dracula horse my fucking money.
I was about to say, what if fucking Dracula shows up and then Blade?
I just want the line, Dracula, you fucking nerd, where's my money?
I bet the ending of Moon Knight, Mashallah Ali is Blade.
All right, we're going to have to talk about something after the show. Remind me.
I want Dracula and werewolves in it.
Werewolves?
He's fucking throwing crescents at werewolves.
Croissants.
Yeah, croissant.
But yeah, I watched Grizzly. I forgot to mention that last...
Grizzly.
How was it?
Last week on the podcast. It's a Jaws ripoff.
Oh, that one. Okay.
But bear.
But it has a bear. It's fucking stupid.
It sounds bird.
Like, I like the bear, you know? I like that idea of, like, a killer bear, like, Jaws ripoff, and that's mostly why I wanted to watch it. And, like, Christopher George is in it. I don't know if y'all know him, but...
No.
He's, like, a really good, like, B-movie actor in, like, the 60s, 70s, and early 80s, because he died pretty young.
Mm. Now you need to watch Piranha, the original Piranha.
Oh, that was good.
Alligator.
Piranha, like, the original Piranha is good. That was Joe Dante's first.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Dante.
I love that movie.
And then that's what got him to, well, that and the Howling is what got him to do Gremlins. And that, like, was his big, that was like his
We've
big.
Seen these two schlocky, very, very good horror movies you've done. You ever think about doing one for children?
Yeah, make one for babies.
Yeah.
But straight up.
Gremlins
is good.
Gremlins is great.
Gremlins was going to be a lot darker than...
Yeah.
I wish we did get like a director's cut version of that.
They're probably... I don't know. You would think there's probably some footage out there somewhere.
Maybe.
Where
Scream Factory, you know what to do.
Well, I don't even know if they shot most of
it. I don't think they did.
I think they just storyboarded it.
Yeah.
Called it a day.
We need a dark version of that.
Now, what we need is for somebody to find the practical reel of Wes Craven's Curse and put it out there.
That fucking Harvey Weinstein took that shit with him to fucking prison.
He's got a poster up on his wall, and behind that poster is just that reel.
Yeah. Instead of digging a tunnel out, and like in Shawshank, he just has the director's cut of Curse.
Yeah.
You motherfucker. You'll never get this.
Is that all we watch, boys?
Yeah, pretty much.
And then everything. Evil Dead the game comes out really soon. About a month and a half.
Yeah, it comes out.
Still need to pre-order.
I'm so excited.
I got my pre-order done.
TCM, I'm waiting for a gameplay because I'm so stoked for that game. It's not even
I don't
fun.
Have a PS5, so I won't be
I
able
want,
to play
dude,
it.
This year I am bound to get a PS5.
Look,
I'll fight a toddler in a Best Buy parking lot. I don't care.
Look, I mean this in the most respect, but I don't have a PS5, so I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
You motherfuckers, you should have made that shit for the old gen.
I'll be happy if I ever, in the next
40 years, if I ever manage to get a PS5.
Where did I hear? Oh, Make Every Death Count. They did like a talking episode. The decision to put it on next gen consoles came years ago, before COVID was even a thing. Like 4 years ago, they decided that they were going to move it on to next gen.
Huh.
They didn't foresee all the issues we have nowadays.
Yeah. Oh, well, what can you do?
And I was just fucking with it. I care about that game, and it looks good.
You guys,
I don't.
Do you follow Matt Shacha on Twitter?
I'm pretty excited for that.
One of the community guys over there.
I think I follow most of the...
You need to go look at his photos of his trip to Texas.
And then Andy works there now, too, and I have him, and he tweets shit, too.
See, I think I have... not all, or almost all, if not all, the people over there, and they give a lot of cool insight. They released the list of the victims this week.
Yep, saw that.
I'm pretty excited, and they like give their traits and shit.
Yep,
it's gonna be.
I saw their butts too.
Yep. Yeah, nice booties.
Yep,
meaty, if you will.
They
they thicker than.
I'm real excited because the way the game's looking out, like it's a stealth game.
Bro,
you got to turn on lights, you turn off lights to hide in shadows.
3v4.
Hell yeah, bitch. That means the three of us can go kill some
You alert Leatherface, and it's just like the Metal Gear Solid sound.
All right, but for real, though, will Bubba have a speed boost where he just shits his pants?
I hope so.
I hope so.
I bet he has like a chainsaw sprint. He's got to have
it. Well, I was hearing so each different family member has a different trait. So like I imagine Nubbins will run like super fast. Yeah. Like the cook will go super slow, but he can like alert Leatherface really easy.
Yep.
And then Leatherface obviously has the chainsaw.
I wonder, and I have no idea, you know.
And there's Grandpa rolling down the
fucking. Here comes Grandpa. Could you imagine if like you could just like grab Grandpa and just throw him at fucking Survivor?
Do you think that Chop Top's going to be in it?
Eventually, maybe. From what I hear, they only have the rights to the first game right now, or the first movie right now.
Well, I was going to say, I wonder if they can even do that, because I've always heard that Chop Top is like very hard to get rights to, because like Canon owns the rights to that second movie, and then Canon was like sold off after they went out of business. So,
well, if there's anybody I know that can know where to find the rights, it's Wes.
Yeah.
And Ronnie. I bet they've
been on that for a while, though, already.
And knock on wood, someday hopefully we do get DLC for the second movie, because I really like the look of Leatherface in the second one.
Yeah, same.
I also like Chop Top, so I mean, maybe someday.
We'll get new generation Leatherface.
This is speculation. I don't know for sure, but if they've already looked into that, I guarantee they've either already talked about it or they already have it.
I mean, like, I wouldn't mind. I
wouldn't
mind like a straightforward like game based off of that first movie, because that one is probably.
I just like the backstory they're making. Like, this woman goes missing. Her friends are going to find her.
Yeah.
They even said like her camera went missing, and Riley and all the guys speculated that the camera that Nubbins uses in the first one is her camera.
Yeah.
And it's her bag he's using. Hmm. And the campsite from the first movie at the gas station is theirs.
Yeah.
Like. Who is it? Ronnie. TCM is like Ronnie's favorite movie. And Ronnie is, I believe, creative director over this right now.
Yeah, he knows what the fuck he's doing.
Exactly. Ronnie knows what the fuck he's doing.
I like that kind of concept. It's like a precursor to the first one.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Sort of a prequel.
And they did confirm, we're not going to have, you know, like Fred, we're not going to have a lobby full of Chads. You can only use one of
them. I'm glad that's a thing.
Matt Shotcha described it kind of like Rainbow Six Siege. You pick your character, and once you lock that character, it's yours.
Yeah. I'm glad they're doing that.
You have four fucking chats.
It makes me wonder if Evil Dead's going to be that way.
I don't know. I hope so.
I hope so, but at the same time, like,
that'd be
everybody's going to be Ash.
Yeah, I don't want four Ashes on the field.
Yeah. It'd be kind of funny, but.
Speaking
of Evil Dead, dude, they're fucking like. The little teaser they gave, or kind of shows off single player a little bit.
I'm just saying, I'm excited to play as Ash in that, but dude, King Arthur, I'm going to be slaying.
Henry the Red, my guy?
Yeah. I'm going to be slaying.
Oh, man. Speaking of Evil Dead,
tell me I can play a Scott, bro?
An animal?
An animal as he's fucking decapitated. Yeah, he gets smacked.
Speaking of Evil Dead, they did announce that the movie is going to be rated R, so that's good.
Naturally. If it was rated PG-13, I wouldn't go see it.
I was starting to worry there, because so far we haven't gotten much updates about this movie, which I kind of like.
Though we follow the director, you did. Lee Cronin.
Yeah, Lee Cronin does post on Twitter.
Picture Lock. It is in Picture Lock. It is edited.
Yeah. So it should be this year.
So they're scoring it right now.
Yeah.
Once scoring is done, we already have a rating. We're around the corner from release. It
comes out in October.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm hoping. But it's going to be an HBO Max movie.
That's fine.
Yeah. I mean,
no, it's not.
I got that motherfucker.
I'd like to see it in theaters, you know?
Yeah, same.
But, you know.
I want to feel that shit in my ass.
At the same time, I would rather have an Evil Dead movie than not have one. So, you know.
That's fair. I rewatched TCM over the weekend, the new one.
Yeah.
With me and Jenna went to hang out with her assistant coach, and we watched. She was like, "Is this good?" And I was like, "Well,
is it better with the second viewing?"
No,
no.
She was like, "Is this good?" I was like, "Well, it's a movie. Let's watch it."
Is it better than Brain Damage?
No. I can agree with that one.
Absolutely not.
And then the end happens. Obviously, where you know.
Yeah.
And she was like, "What the fuck?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I told you.
I kind of like
the movie.
I like that ending though." Yeah.
She had it coming.
Pulls that bitch out the car.
She had it coming. I said, "Oh,
well, just like I'm sick of the fucking ride off in the sunset endings."
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
Sally's fucking... I'm so mad about that.
Just useless.
Threw her in the trash.
The automatic driving car is like she's getting her head like chainsawed off is hilarious. So
Sally Harden, useless.
She gets covered in shit.
She does.
Not Sally, but...
yeah.
The other chick.
Melody,
I mean,
or whatever.
Sally gets thrown into garbage.
She gets fucking disemboweled with a chainsaw. Just
yeah,
like,
her jaws are literally like...
Yeah, and then she fucking like has the strength to shoot the guy. No, you're dead.
And
no,
she's like
sorry.
70 years
you're
old.
Done. So.
You're done. You're dead. As soon as we threw you in the garbage where you belong,
yeah.
I mean, that's it.
Plus, she's like 70, so like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
All right, we should probably talk about these...
yeah, we got movies. A twofer this week, like yeah. I said in the beginning. Well, Prometheus was a movie. Can I tell you anything about the plot? No. Can I tell you what we were doing there? No.
It's not really that hard to follow.
No.
I mean, all right.
So the basis of the movie, real quick. There's these people called the Engineers, and they're these roided up, fucking Squidward beautiful people.
Essentially, yes.
Handsome Squidward looking.
Yeah, they're handsome Squidward.
And they are responsible for making all life in the universe. They sacrifice themselves, and they turn into organisms.
They do farted for the betterment of mankind.
Yes.
They turn into squid-looking things.
And so millennia pass, and the humans obviously advanced, you know, space travel and all that shit. And they've connected the dots. Every civilization they found has the same drawing.
Yeah.
Same cave painting.
Same.
Same, not different.
And they're like, "Oh, we should go here." And then,
no,
oh, yeah, you get Palpatine,
Waylon Jennings, Waylon Jennings. That's a fucking country.
Yes.
Yes, Waylon Jennings.
Straight
Waylon
up,
Yutani.
No, his name is just Waylon.
Yutani's
a different
Waylon.
Person.
Yutani is their like
Waylon.
Partnering company.
His name is Waylon. That's it.
Yeah.
He makes the android named David.
Yeah.
After the statue.
And David.
And he
is
said,
a
it's
David.
Like my son, but not at the same time.
And David is a little too smart for his own good.
Waylon's like, I'm
this
gonna
is
fuck
why
this android.
This is why we don't trust androids.
Yeah.
David is just like, ah.
David's like, oh yeah. David's like, oh yeah, I've seen the Batman.
Yeah. Pretty much.
He's like, I took over the Riddler as my new personality.
He's like, yeah.
But so these travelers are going to this planet to find...
The Engineers.
Yeah, they're finding them.
They're trying to find Squidward.
And everything goes wrong.
Yes. They find one. And
they
he's,
do.
He's not happy to be
he's
found.
He's angry.
He is angry, handsome Squidward.
He wakes up and he's just like, what the fuck?
Real shit.
He fucking like punches Waylon.
Straight
he
up.
He fucking
dude.
Dies.
Everything that could go wrong goes wrong. They give birth to a squid.
He fucking rips David's head off.
Yes. He bleeds milk.
Yep.
Yeah, and I like how they brought back like that. Like
he bleeds soup.
Disturbing like android voice like after they get like.
Fucked up,
yeah.
Yeah, the
I
kinda,
like that a lot.
The overlay, like the computerized voice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like one that I thought that was really disturbing was like Bishop's in Alien 3.
Yeah,
when she like finds his body in the garbage and like wires him up so he can talk, and
he's like, "Kill me."
He's like, "Will you kill me?" I was like,
"Yeah, he's all fucked up. Looking.
He's got like chicken grease on him.
his eyeball is fucking bulged out of his head."
Yeah.
At least he got to come back. That was cool, though.
Yeah, for like, you know, 10 seconds.
So that, what do they call that squid thing that comes out of that person's back?
I don't fucking know.
I can't remember what it's called, but the thing.
They find an egg room, but the eggs are different. They're like tall.
Yeah.
They're like these tall, like metal cylinder coffin looking things.
And they fuck with it, obviously, because they're stupid.
Like, they leak like
they're
black
goo. Not
just
dumb. Stupid.
Yeah. Straight
yeah,
up.
The goo is kind of like the big thing with this movie in Covenant.
Yeah.
It's like that's like their life juice. That's what they
come.
Yeah, that's their that's what they use to make shit. Oh. And they like that's their like big weapon. Is that's what they use. And that's kind of, that's like responsible for the Ovomorphs and all this other shit.
The white aliens, which we'll get to. Or no,
that's
no,
the next the, movie.
Yeah. So, but yeah, the aliens are like squids. Like, it comes out of that dude's back and it's just squishy.
Well, that one, like,
uncomfy.
It kind of jumps to the, like, towards the end of the movie, the fucking big one, like,
yeah, it kills the engineer score, and like, it lays the on top of like,
he's like,
so those things were like their face huggers then, right?
Essentially, yeah. That's what they're supposed to be. They're like the precursor to the face hugger.
Not yet evolved.
Yeah,
constructed.
That thing was huge.
And then you get I think it's called the Deacon. I think is what that thing's called. Mm-hmm. It comes out and it's like, you know, it's got the second set of jaws, mm-hmm. and that's supposed to be the, you know, the precursor to the Xenomorph, which they do nothing with.
I like
that one chick, yeah. Like, staples her stomach back together.
Oh yeah,
Shaw.
Yeah, Shaw. Which she. Between her and David, they're my two favorite characters in this.
Shaw her, David, and Idris Elba's character. I will say this. Charlize Theron, she's a baddie.
Oh,
she's
yeah,
a baddie.
She's
her a bitch in this movie, Vickers, though. Or whatever her name yeah. was. Yeah, she's... Although, bitch. Idris Elba got it in, though. That was pretty cool. Yeah. Idris is like, if you just want laid, just say that.
Yep.
And she was like, oh, my God. But then she was like, you have 10 minutes.
You have 10 minutes.
I was like, let's fucking go. That's what I'm talking about, baby. I was like, can we see some of that?
can I watch?
Oh, that's just fucked funny.
Up. It's just fucking us three in the back of the room, all with cameras, wearing the spacesuits.
I mean, those
bro,
are
we're part of the crew. We're the maintenance guys.
Those are some pretty good looking human beings. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. You're beautiful.
But yeah, that I will say this, like, yeah, I mean, like, a lot of people, including myself, didn't really like this movie too much. We didn't really get it, I guess.
It was all right, but, like, Ridley Scott kind of dug himself a grave with this one.
The characters are very well written.
Yeah.
I loved Michael Fassbender and Idris Elba and
Charlize
Theron.
There's, like, 10 of them.
Well, all of them. In Prometheus, there's only one.
No, there's multiple androids. There's multiple David androids on ship.
Are you sure?
There's the one that's
the main man.
Dyeing his hair in the movie.
Yeah, he goes blonde or whatever.
Yeah,
I thought that there's only one David.
There, I think Prometheus. They're all... maybe
in
they
Covenant, there's one David.
Yeah.
But they might have different names, but there's multiple androids on ship in the beginning.
Oh. Yeah.
I didn't notice
that. They're all Michael Fassbender, though.
So, like, when they were just, like, all walking around the ship, that's, like, supposed to be, like, multiple David androids?
Yeah. They're all the same model of android.
Yeah,
that's fucking crazy because I thought there was only one.
Because this movie is supposed to set up like the beginning. It's supposed to be like the beginning of the alien universe. Is like yeah. You got androids, you got, you know, aliens, kind of.
There's so much about this movie I didn't understand. You need to watch. This is one of those movies you need to watch multiple times.
And I did, and I still don't understand it.
You get the one motherfucker who gets like mutated by the black goo.
His eyes are like.
Fucked up looking.
I think his name was Charlie.
He said. He said.
Yeah, he's a nasty.
It was Shaw's lover, and she was like, "Oh my god,
you're gonna die!" No,
he was kind of a dickhead, though. I was like, "What?
Fuck!"
Didn't Shaw like extract something out of herself?
She
one of those squids out.
Yeah,
so
when she stables her stomach,
David made her boyfriend like that drink, and he put like the black shit in his drink and he chugged it and he got sick, but they fucked, so
he banged Shaw
and so she gave birth to a squid.
Gross.
But she David was like, just fucking let it happen, bitch. And she was like, no, I'm getting this shit removed.
She said, fuck
and
you.
And then everything goes even more wrong. The ship, the fucking pilots at the near the end, they fucking crash into this alien mothership that's trying to take off. And they're like, hands up.
Hands up.
Yeah, and it didn't do anything but knock the spaceship down. Like, the ship was still good.
Yeah.
Well, that was the point. They were just trying to, like,
I think that they were trying to, like...
You weren't going nowhere.
I think that's they were trying to make both ships explode.
Well, I don't know what the alien mothership was exactly leaving for.
They said, we're getting the fuck out.
To go kill all the humans.
I see, I see.
Yeah.
They said, fuck them.
Fuck them, that's why.
Another cool thing about this movie, though, is, like, you get to see the big scene in Alien where, like, they're walking around the ship and they see, like, the big motherfucker and, like, the nav system or whatever, you know what I'm talking about? You get to see that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This motherfucker been dead.
he
been dead for a while.
Yeah, and, like, I will say this, too, like, I think that the cinematography and the score and, like, the visuals are good, too. I don't know. I just miss the good old alien boys running around killing people.
This is the thing about this movie is like movies that try to set up a universe that's already kind of been established.
Yeah.
It's hard to do.
Mm-hmm. So like this is like the definition of a movie that pretty much nobody asked for.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, pretty much. And I've seen people who have seen this movie and they're just like, man, fuck this movie.
Yeah.
And other people who really like this movie.
It's all right.
It's a mid-tier kind of movie for me.
I'm giving this a 5. It's mid.
I'll give it a 5.
Yeah, it's pretty mid. It's good. Like I think if they would have just I know that they were trying to set up how the Xenomorphs got created, but
which doesn't even show up until the movie we're going to talk about next.
Yeah, it doesn't even show up until Covenant.
We see one Xenomorph, but it wasn't technically a Xenomorph or something like that. And it was only in like the last 30 seconds of the movie.
Yeah, and they go nowhere with that. Nothing happens
and
with
like,
that fucking
also,
thing.
Also, like, most of the kills, well, you know, this is like a fucking horror movie.
David kills almost everybody, inadvertently.
Yeah.
Well, he's like the reason most of this shit's going down, pretty much, but
I don't know why exactly. Like, I don't think Wayland programmed him to do that. He's just kind of doing it.
David just kind of is
he's
like,
an early model who's flawed.
Yeah.
That's kind of what they establish in, like, Covenant, because you get Walter, who's also another variant of
David.
And he's designed not to
do that.
Yeah.
Do stupid shit like that.
Because of David.
Listen, I'm just saying, Prometheus wouldn't have happened if Saga was there.
I mean, you're not wrong. Suplex David.
For people who don't know, there's a Japanese wrestling promotion. They're robots.
Yeah.
And like, Saga is one of the robots, and his move is he grips the robots by the legs and then he suplexes them.
Yeah. Bro, could you imagine just like a bigger Saga coming in and suplexing the engineers?
I'd watch that movie.
I would too. I'd give it a 10.
Wayland's like, it's my backup plan.
We'll
here
like,
comes
wow,
fucking Saga, like rolling in.
We'll be like, wow, Saga's the new John Cena and Rock. He's out here making fucking pictures now.
Listen, they're going to make a Saga up movie at some point.
It's going to happen, yeah. He'll be the highest paid actor in Hollywood
straight
pretty
up
soon.
Saga's the latest model. latest model Android.
Straight up. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank the sponsor of this episode, Raise Energy. Raise offers a zero sugar, no crash guaranteed product with many different flavors. They're not promising magic in a can or a miracle potion, and they're retailing for under $30 per case, while the big name brands are charging upwards of $35 or even more per case. If you're interested in trying out their product and giving us a little bit of that kickback from your purchase, use the link in the episode description and use our code, capital letters here, WCFBTS, for a 15% off discount at your checkout. Once again, that is WCFBTS for a 15% off at checkout. Thank you, Raise Energy, for sponsoring this episode and the continued support of our show, and I hope you listeners indulge yourself and get yourself a nice, clean energy drink.
Oh.
All right, but now we're going to go to Alien Covenant, the better of the two
Alien
movies we're
Covenant
talking about.
I agree. I think Alien Covenant.
I just enjoyed it a lot more. There's more action. There's more stuff going on that I can
there's
understand.
There's more kills. There's some pretty gnarly.
I mean,
like
it
this
just,
dude gets like half his face fucking cut off.
Yeah.
I mean, it gets to the point.
It does. You
know? Like, there's no beating around the bush. You don't need this long explanation where everything comes from.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, let's fucking do this.
It's not as long or drawn out. I mean, the movies are about the same length, actually.
They're like a minute apart.
Yeah, they're like,
I think Prometheus is 2 hours and 3 minutes.
They're both like 2 hours and some change, you know, and then like, but yeah, like you said, Aliens or Alien Covenant is more straightforward, to the point. You get the fucking aliens.
Yeah, you get them pretty different. You get them quickly too, and you get like variety.
Yeah.
The thing I like about this movie is like, yeah, we know about the Xenomorphs, you know, the classic, you know, those guys, but the fact that they take the concept of like what they were doing with Prometheus with like the engineers and them creating different weapons and shit, and then you get like the black spores and like the Neomorphs, and like that's cool. That's what you need to do with like setting up something.
Like
this.
The engineers are barely mentioned, if at all. In
they have like one flashback scene where
the one like goes into the fucking the waterfall or some shit.
That's in
that's
the beginning
in
of Prometheus.
Is it Prometheus?
This one is like where they're being like fucking killed or something like that.
I can't remember
what it was for though.
I can't remember either.
They're just like all outside, like looking up, and then they get killed.
They're like, huh.
That's why there was like not that many of
them. Well,
that's
like the explanation, I think, of the spores. Like, yeah. Them using the goo and the spores. That one fucking engineer, like, kills all the fucking other ones.
We need to do this.
Yep.
Yeah.
See ya.
So Covenant, this ship, it's got a bunch of embryos on it and, like, 700-some passengers.
They're trying to start a colony new planet that can inhabit life.
And they're 7 years and some change from their destination, and they get hit with, like, some sonic blast, and it wakes everybody up. Well, not everybody, but
and
some
James Franco dies. Good. Yep.
See ya.
Right.
Yeah, he has, like, one... He has, like, a couple scenes in here. It's pretty much just a cameo role for him.
Yeah.
And he probably got paid, like, $1 million to do it or some shit.
Yeah, probably.
He did.
But he dies. He was, like, main girl's, whose name is Daniels. That's her, like, last name. I don't know what her actual name is.
I think it's, like, her brother or something. Like,
yeah.
No, that's...
Those are heart squeeze.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
That video from the beginning, I took it as her brother.
No, that's her.
They were
her squeeze.
They still could be related. I mean, incest is a thing. I don't fucking know.
Listen, this is the future we're talking about.
But, you know, he was just like, he was the captain, and then they got the other guy as the captain because
he
died.
He was the governor.
Everything's getting fucked up.
Yeah, because, like, what happens is, like, they had, like, that shock, and then it forced the people to wake up out of, like, cryo sleep and shit. But James Franco's pod didn't open up, so he exploded, basically.
Yeah.
He said, "What?"
And then so he was the captain, and so the other guy, which I can't remember his fucking name.
It's like chain of command kind of thing. He, like, takes command.
Well, he's not in charge for very long.
Yeah.
Nobody likes him either.
No. Well, the thing is, like, everyone's like, we need to mourn. He's like, nah, we need to do this, and this before our ship fucking explodes.
The only person that likes him is his squeeze, his wife or whatever. I think her name was Kim.
Can't really say I blame the guy. If you're in a position like he's in, and you got, like, a whole-ass colony of shit on the spaceship.
Yeah. It's about the bigger picture.
One fucking rapist dies. I mean, who gives a fuck?
One fucking rapist dies.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, you got
to
figure
that
shit out.
We need to mourn. No, what you need to do is go fix this damn door.
He's the epitome of, oh, no. Anyway.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I mean, you got to figure the shit out before it's too late, you know, because you got fucking...
Yeah, you
got
a
find
whole ass... You are charged with starting a fucking colony, my guy.
You got to imagine that ship they're on is going to run out of resources eventually, you know.
Yep. So. And so they eventually, through it with the help of, what is his name, Mark?
Mark.
Android.
Yeah.
They find find a planet to go to that's inhabitable for the time being to help fix the ship even more. But there's also other shit there.
Yeah.
So they get there.
There's
and
those spore things.
Yeah.
They land in a motherfucker's ear.
They do. They do land in
and
a motherfucker's ear.
There's another one that goes in his nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And shit goes wrong.
Yeah. They get real sick real fast.
I like how it's just fucking, it's fungus on the ground. They step on this shit.
And it farts.
It's like
yeah, it's true. That's how fungus works. They have the spores like that.
Yeah.
And it, like, goes into, like, old boy's nose and shit.
Yeah.
Later on, dude, that scene of the, they're called neomorphs. They're, like, these, like, pale white, kind of slender.
Xenomorph-looking.
They look
things. Cool.
Yeah, they're scary, too, because, like, they don't have, like, facial features.
They angy.
Like, they don't have mouths and shit either until they, like, open them up.
Yeah, to go eat.
It's, like, concealed.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They got a conceal carry mouth.
They have, like, a more human-looking build to them.
Yeah, they're more humanoid-looking.
Yeah.
Which is disturbing as well.
It kind of, like, I think, is also the kind of precursor to the xenomorphs taking on attributes of what they gestate in.
Their prey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like...
Because you get the ones in Alien 3 that looks like dogs.
Please don't say the word gestate again. It's an icky word.
Gestate.
It's so gross.
But, like,
you don't like moist either, do you?
No, I can handle moist. It's just and gestate doesn't bother me. Like, it's just gestate. Just
one that I don't like. A word that always kind of makes me cringe a bit is panties.
Panties, huh?
Yeah, I don't like that.
So the fucking the scene, the big dramatic scene with the baby neomorph is fucking disturbing, because, like, instead of, like, the chest bursting thing, it comes out of his back
and it's skishy
and it's like clawing its way out of his back.
It has, like, these spurs too that it, like, shoots out.
Yeah. And the one lady was, like, in there with him, because I think they're in the infirmary or whatever.
Yeah, they're, like, the med bay.
Yeah.
And she's
banging on the door like, somebody help me.
No.
Oh man, that fucking thing kills her.
Oh yeah, it fucking
eviscerates her.
And it gets out, and then the other girl shoots like a fucking barrel, and the ship explodes.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's his baby.
It's kind of cute. It's
and so baby. Now their little travel, their travel ship is gone, so now they have to land the big ship. And Mother is like, no, we can't do that.
We can't be doing
that. And Danny Brock's like, listen, you fucking bitch. Because
there's a hurricane.
Yeah.
Or there's storms. Like some kind of tropical storm. Yeah.
Well, crack. We will die if we go. And he's like, fuck that. So they turn Mother off.
Yep.
Danny McBride.
Which they should have did that in the first movie.
Danny McBride. Straight up. Danny McBride's in this movie and he's pretty damn good.
Yeah, Danny McBride.
I love Danny McBride.
Yeah. He's funny, but he doesn't have to be funny all the time.
Yeah. That's the good thing about comedians. Like, they can do serious roles.
They're versatile.
Yeah. Yeah. And then people shit on them when they try to do it. And it's like, shut the fuck up.
Shut up, bitch.
Maybe they wanted to be in this movie or something.
He did good in this, and he wrote Halloween 2018. I ain't going to say Kills. Because Kills, there's some shit wrong with Kills.
I don't think he wrote Kills.
I think he was a co-writer on Kills.
But
that was probably the problem with Kills, is there's too many fucking people writing.
Yeah.
Too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah, too many hens in the hen house. But
anyways, baby white xenomorph,
kind of cute, kind of dangerous. We'll rip your throat.
I like the fact that like the xenomorph or the it's called the protomorph in this, and then the neomorphs are very aggressive.
Because it's like, the prototype.
Yeah. Like they're super aggressive.
That was a real leg slapper.
And the fucking, sure was. Like I said, the neomorphs are scary because like they have no facial features and they have like their mouths only reveal themselves when they fucking want it to.
Yeah, that's
some scary shit.
Yeah. You tired?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Shut up.
We find out what fucking happens to David and Shaw. David's been busy.
Yeah.
He's been very fucking
David
busy.
He's a very naughty robot.
He make egg.
He used Shaw to do it.
She's
fucking dead. Which that's one of my big problems with this movie is that they kill her off.
She should have been in this. Maybe she didn't like the actress didn't want to return or something.
That would have been such a cool plot point. Or, like, she's been surviving on this planet for so long or something.
Mm.
That would have been such a cool plot point.
David has long hair.
Yeah, he's got long hair. First off, how?
Bro, David, David pulls up singing something. He's got, like, long. He looks like Kurt Cobain, literally.
Yeah. I mean, something was in the way.
And then he meets Walter and kind of copies him.
Yeah.
Dyes his hair.
Well, see, like, the vibe I was getting from, like, Walter and Daniels, I thought that Walter was, like, falling in love with Daniels. Yeah. I was like, is this robot going to try to shoot a shot or something?
Feels somewhat of emotion. Which is, I mean, that's kind of like a callback to Bishop. Like, Bishop, even though he was an android, he had thoughts and feelings.
Yeah.
He got that vibrate function.
Yeah, he's got the vibrate function. That's special for his model.
Mm-hmm.
Bishop said, "I prefer synthetic.
I prefer artificial person myself."
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah,
bitch.
So yeah, we find out that David's been busy. Sure. He's been experimenting with the goo.
Him
made egg.
Yep.
You know the actual egg,
and it's gonna get worse from here.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we see baby, and we get the little surprise face hug scene, which is like this, you know, the setup.
And it goes on for so long.
Yeah,
like that face hugger is on for a long time.
Yeah, it's another thing about this movie. I don't know if I hate it or if I like it. The fact that David kind of created the
Xenomorphs. It wasn't an evolutionary thing. It was I fucked around and found out type of
thing. David's like, this goo's some real shit.
See, that's how I personally think the Xenomorph should exist. It should have been like an evolutionary thing, you know?
I don't know.
Not man-made bullshit, you
See,
know?
I don't know.
Well,
like,
it's not man-made
you
either.
You could say...
Android-made bullshit.
Well, I mean, he's got his experimentation with them, which I will say the protomorph is cool.
Yeah.
It is really cool. I like how it's more agile. Like, mm-hmm. It's very slender and, like Bailey was kind of saying, I don't know if he said, like, off mic, but the thing's, like, instinctually, like, hungry. Like, it's hunting.
Yeah, he angry.
Yeah, him mad.
Later, toward the end of the movie, it, like, straight up rips the neck off of somebody.
Yeah.
But it was kind of, like, the protomorph was kind of, like, compliant with David.
Yeah.
And, like, David's like, you're my pet.
It's almost like it imprinted on David.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've seen that they don't really attack androids either.
And then the captain shoots it, and David's like, God damn it.
You fuck. All right, that.
You're getting face-hugged.
Yeah. And that dude who gets face-hugged, or, like, they come and cut it off, and it, like, burns half his fucking face off.
Yeah. The German guy. I think he was German.
Which, I guess, a part of that is kind of interesting. The fact that, like, because you don't know what happens. Because, like, at the end of the movie, you know, it turns out that David, like, goes onto the ship. At
yeah,
the end
he kills
whatever.
Walter.
He kills Walter and disguises as Walter and gets on the ship.
Mm.
It makes you wonder,
he
like...
cuts his hair off and ship.
It makes you wonder. It could be almost an evolutionary thing for the Xenomorphs. Like, what happens in between Covenant and the first Alien?
No, like, that's evolution.
Yeah, yeah. Like... Because the ending is very open-ended.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So the ship obviously lands, gets everybody. They go back up into space.
Yep.
Walter is dead.
Yep. David kills Walter.
The end. Also, Jussie Smollett, that dude who faked getting a hate crime, is in this movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in jail.
He
though.
Actually just got sentenced.
I know.
Yeah. Jail.
Jail.
That was like back
There's
in
a. David. Dave Chappelle has a lot of funny bits about him.
Yeah, when he did that was like back in 2018.
Maybe a little earlier.
Yeah, like it was a while ago.
2017 maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His like most notable role was like his role in that
Empire.
Show, Empire, yeah. Which I haven't seen.
Yeah, but. I was watching the intro credits, was like, Jussie Smollett. I wonder if Dave Chappelle likes this movie.
Dave Chappelle's probably never seen this movie.
Probably not.
Have you seen like his sentencing video?
No.
He, like, freaks the fuck out to try to, like, make himself seem crazy or something like that.
He is. He faked a fucking hate crime.
Well, I know. But you know how, like, some people do those things where they try to look crazy in court so they don't actually get sent to prison?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope he hates every fucking second.
Yeah.
How long is he in there for?
A couple years,
I don't know. Yeah, like, you know how it works for celebrities, you know? They don't get
shit. I hope that motherfucker's in Gen Pop, too.
Fucking...
Fuck segregation.
Fucking, what's his name? Bill Cosby fucking got out, you know?
Technicality.
Yeah, like, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah,
like,
after years later.
Dude has, like, hundreds of allegations of, like, rape and shit on him. But, yeah, we'll just let him out.
Yeah, but anyway, toward the end of the movie, Jussie Smollett and his girlfriend are getting on in the shower.
Yep.
That shit was fucking... Oh, man, like, yeah, like, when the Xenomorph comes out...
They
like,
did.
The actual Xenomorph,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He shoots his tongue out through his head.
Yeah.
And then the girl's like, holy fuck.
Yeah, every scene with like the protomorph killing people is fucking awesome. Yeah.
Dude, the last 25, 30 minutes of the movie is just like the end scene we're talking about on that ship. And it is intense the whole time.
Yeah,
they're like locking down the ship. They're doing all this shit. They're sweeping the ship for aliens.
Yep.
Meanwhile, fake Walter, David,
yeah.
is controlling everything. And well, everyone pretty much dies.
Yeah, pretty much. You kind of get the big reveal at the end that it's actually David. Because the old girl's about to go into the cryo sleep.
Yeah.
And he's like, sweet dreams, motherfucker.
She's like, Walter, will you help me build my cabin when we get to whatever the planet is? And he kind of just looks at her and she realizes.
She's like, oh.
She's banging. Like, no!
David's like, good night.
Good night, motherfucker. And so then he goes and puts two eggs in the embryo.
He puts two face-hugger embryos in the human embryo chamber thing or whatever.
And he plays some German music for some
I think
reason.
The more I talk about it, I think the more I like the curve with Walter. Cause it's, or David, because it's like it's a mad scientist kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's not bad. It's not the best Alien movie.
Now, is the planet they're going to, at the end of this, the planet they go to an Alien?
I don't know. It's not explained.
I know. I kind of want to know.
The ending of this movie is very vague and open.
It is too, yeah. And that's I.
Well, that's
kind of
like
asking. Like,
are they continuing this story? Like,
I don't know.
As a third prequel or whatever, but
I think Fede Alvarez's movie is going to be stand. It's just going
to
be an
entry.
It's
a stand.
And I saw
thing.
Both of these movies did really good in the box office too.
They shouldn't have.
Like Prometheus made $450 million.
That's pretty good.
That's good
well,
for a horror
budget.
Movie, you know. Horror sci-fi.
What was Prometheus' budget?
Probably like $100 million or something like that.
Keep talking. I'm looking at it.
I want to guess like $100 to $200 million was Prometheus' budget.
I bet
budget.
150.
Yeah. Somewhere in that ballpark, you know, because you need a lot of money to make shit like that.
130.
You know? I was close.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not bad. They got some money. They got 300.
They got money.
320 back in profit.
I mean, like, I could easily watch like a third prequel if they decided.
If they do it good.
I mean,
yeah.
If they make it better, more like Covenant and better than Covenant.
Yeah.
I would watch
it. I would watch it.
It's like with all of the
You know what I want? I want more of the Nostromo stuff.
Yeah.
Before the Nostromo, what happened in Alien, I want that before that. That would
be interesting. Well, I mean...
You know what would be cool? A TV show about pirates in the Alien universe.
But with no aliens?
No, space pirates.
Oh, so really Scott will get his way, no aliens?
No, I want aliens, but like space pirates being killed by aliens.
Ridley Scott, who asked for this? Yeah.
Not a goddamn person.
Ridley Scott.
Ridley Scott had bills to pay, okay?
I just think of Nightmare 3, and it's like, can I ask you something? Who gives a fuck about what you think?
Yeah.
That's right.
But it's like with all the other, like, IP movies, it's like, you know, any movie's better than no movie, I guess, you know?
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
Just be thankful we got them, I guess, you know, so...
I suppose. So, we were rating Alien Covenant.
I give it a solid 7.5.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think it's 7. I liked it because... We got actual aliens.
I think it's Carrot.
And the kills were good. And David was even better this time, too, you know?
It's kind of a carrot. You know? It's 7.5.
Yeah, that's all I got about Alien Covenant. It was a good movie.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy it. I own it. I mean, if I liked it enough to buy it.
Yeah, right, right. You own Prometheus?
I do. I think so. No. I do own Prometheus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, solid movie.
Yeah.
I think it's solid.
Better than Brain Damage?
No,
absolutely.
No, fuck that.
Neither was Prometheus.
All right. Well, I think that about does it for the Alien franchise, boys.
We may do more 2-in-1 episodes. It just depends on if people like it.
We could probably do that with AVP.
Yeah, for sure.
Do a 2-in-1.
They're connected too. I mean,
yeah. I mean, the second one takes place right after the first.
Literally.
One, so.
Yeah. But that's been this episode of We Came From Eat the Sea. If you guys are enjoying what you're listening to, we do have a Slash and Cast Podcast Network Patreon for as low as $3 a month. Over there, you're getting exclusive video content from all your favorite creators in the network. We aren't doing video content yet. Maybe someday soon, now that we figured out something.
We're on that, motherfucker.
We on that. We just released Let's Try That Again episode on there about the Universal Monster Universe and the Dark Universe.
Yep, go listen to my wacky ass short story.
Yeah, you're gonna. Yep. It's
wild. It's something.
It's a carrot.
It's a carrot. I'm telling you.
But we appreciate your guys' support. Follow us in the socials. All the links are in the description of this episode. We'll be back next week with I don't know quite what we might do. A fun episode.
It's a surprise.
We don't know what we're doing yet.
We're working it out.
But yeah, we'll see you next week. Be kind, stay safe, stay spooky. Bye.
Sayonara. Goodbye.